I lost my teeth at a very young age. So there was many, many years of suffering, but always knowing implants were very expensive.
Welcome to Dental Implant Talk, stories of real patients. Today, I'm joined with real dental implant patients that have undergone their own smile transformations. A common concern people have when considering dental implants is the perceived high cost. So today, I want to hear your experience on how you managed to make dental implants affordable for yourself, if you were concerned or surprised by the price, and if there were any adjustments you had to make in your daily life to help you finance your dental implants.
You know, it's not like going to the store and buying groceries. It's not like that. You're not just going to go in and make a small payment and you're done. You know, it's an investment. And, you know, it was a little shocking at first, but I had known because I had gone to a few different places that, you know, that it was going to be quite an investment. I mean, you figure, you know, you're spending $2,000 a year for 20, 30 years on dentals, you know, on dental situation. You know, why not just get it all done in one and pay it once, and then you never have to worry about it again for the rest of your life. That's kind of what I thought about, you know, rather than going to the dentist every 6 months to a year, spending, you know, $500, $2,000, whatever it would take to get my mouth restored. It just wasn't really a feasible option for me. You know, I couldn't pay for everything all up front. I did have to use the financing option. But for me, I thought that this was a time in my life where this was absolutely important and something that I wanted and needed to get done. So I made it a priority to figure out a way of, you know, how can I afford this monthly payment? So I figured, you know, I'm indulging in Starbucks every day. I'm spending between $7 and $14 daily, six, 7 days a week on Starbucks. And that's like $350, $400 a month just on coffee alone. And I was also smoking cigarettes at the time. So, you know, I was spending, I think I was in upwards of two packs a day, which is probably $10 to $15, $20 a day, you know. So I quit smoking. And, you know, I quit buying coffee, and that was more than enough money for me to make the monthly payments. So, you know, I just made myself a priority over coffee. I bought a coffee pot and made coffee at home, and I had the money to make my payment every month. And I tell you what, it's the best thing I ever did.
For me, the process was actually very similar to what you were saying, Sean. I scheduled my consultation, not really knowing what to expect, but before I saw some of you guys' videos and was inspired to actually make the initial phone call, I too did a little bit of research. There were several companies that were out there that were advertising teeth in a day and, you know, dental implants here and there. And so I did a little bit of research and tried to find out what I could, and still couldn't from the research I did, I pretty much had a ballpark figure of what I would be coming out of pocket. So anyone that comes to Nuvia still kind of confused about, you know, how much they may be or whatever. The cost is different for everyone, but if you're doing proper research, you'll pretty much get a ballpark figure of what it is you're going to be coming out. The cool thing is that when I did make my consultation and went in and found out I was qualified and sat down and talked with one of the counselors there, that's when I realized that there's a chance that I could possibly do this thing. I remember speaking, I believe my friend's name was Andy, my smile consultant. And he pretty much gave me a quick breakdown of how much it was going to be for what I was trying to have done, and told me what my financing options were. And when he gave me the breakdown, and I realized that a smaller chunk of that I had sitting in my savings already, just sitting there. And as far as the payment plan, you know, he gave me a couple options, said, okay, we can get your finance here, we can get your finance there, and then you're able to get it done. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're telling me all I have to do is this, that, and the other, and I can have new teeth as early as, you know, 2-3 days from now? Okay, well, and how much is it going to be? I said, oh, okay, all right, well, thank you for your time. And I was, I'll get back with you. As soon as I walked out the office, I think it took me about a good week to kind of mull it over and get everything processed in my head. But I couldn't stop thinking about it. I'm like, you mean to tell me I don't have to wake up with headaches and toothaches in the middle of the night, walking around in circles, no more pain, no more pain pills, none of that? And so it became a no-brainer to me. And just adding up the amount of money that I spent on smoking cigarettes, I was like, I could do this. I had just started the job. I'd been there probably about a good year. I make decent money. But as far as one of my finance options, I had a little bit extra. So I was able to put that towards one payment. And quitting smoking, one of the best decisions ever. Like, the amount of money that I saved from cigarettes alone, and I was only doing maybe one pack every 1 or 2 days, but the amount of money that I saved from buying cigarettes more than covered the amount that I would need for the other finance options. So I was like, it's a no-brainer. Go ahead and do these two things, clear out the savings if I have to, and get it done. And it was one of the best decisions I've ever made for myself. So now, you know, I have fun interacting with people and, you know, flashing that smile at them, you know what I mean? Just out on my daily route, or if I'm walking to the grocery store. My Jersey Mike's was almost free today. Just, you know, interacting with the crew on the inside of the restaurant, you know? So it was a game changer for me, and a no-brainer, to say the least. Toronto, how about you?
Absolutely. I didn't do any research like you guys, so I had no clue what the price was. But my thing about dentists, I just always expected dentists to be expensive, so that was just my mindset going in. But once I got approved for it and I kind of started hearing the cost, I did tense up a little bit. But I had this mindset, once I had got in position to know I was a candidate, nothing was going to stop me. So whether it be I had to move some things around, I had already set my mind up like I was going to make it happen. So when I started just kind of looking over my finances and things that I can move around, just getting my hair braided is already $200 or more. So I was saying to myself, okay, instead of going to get my hair braided professionally, I have a family member that can do that. Cut that down to $75 to get braided. Okay, thinking that in my mindset. Then once I started looking over again, I was telling my husband, I was like, you know what? Maybe we can dibble into the 401k, you know, just to get this done. But my husband, he had so much support for me. He was like, well, babe, whatever you want to do, we going to make it happen. And that was just my mindset. It was going to happen. I was going to make a way. It happened. I'm still hanging in here with my monthly payment option, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
And may I say, your braids look tight, girl. Your braids look real tight.
I see you.
I can't. Girl. Thank you.
For me, I lost my teeth at a very young age. So there was many, many years of suffering and many years of doing research, but always knowing implants were very expensive. And I'm a single father. I raised a teenage boy who's about to go to college. So my whole life was pretty much geared towards my son. And I never really took the time or effort to put anything into myself. But it was affecting me, and it was affecting him. You know, it was me always having the headaches and the pain and just the not having that confidence to smile and eat. Just being miserable all the time affected my attitude and affected his, you know. So when I came across an ad on Nuvia on one of the social media platforms, and they had said, you know, 24 hours. And I was like, you know what? And I had just gotten an estimate from another dentist that I went to that I had an infection because I wore a flipper. So I had an infection, but they were going to have to take that tooth and then they have to redo my whole flipper. So it's like thousands of dollars. So I'm like, I'm done. I'm ready. So I asked them for an estimate, but they were, you know, it was not as expensive, but you get what you pay for kind of thing. You know, I would have to wait a year to get my permanent teeth. And, you know, all the different temporaries and fittings and not fittings and who knows what else. And who else knows what problems I would incur during that time. So As soon as I walked in the door, I mean, I had an idea of what it was going to cost. I did have a little money saved. And when I went in, I was so comfortable with the staff and everybody in the office. You know, it was just so compassionate, and people wanted to hear my story. And it was the first time I ever, like, could, you know, tell my story and have somebody actually, like, look at me. And I, you know, how dogs, like, turn their heads when they hear a sound, you know, it was like people were doing that. Wow. You know, this is awesome. And I just felt comforting. And so when they told me how much it was going to be, I was like, okay, you know, that's, you know, I get what I pay for, right? 24 hours. So the price didn't really hit me that hard. I knew I had known, you know, what it was going to be about. But then, you know, me being me and not putting stuff into myself, I said, well, maybe I'll just do the top and then I'll Band-Aid the bottom. You know, that'll cut the price in half. And so, you know, I ended up doing that. And then I went back to the dentist to, you know, start the whole bottom thing. And that just turned into a nightmare. And it was one thing after another. And the cost kept building up. And this is 7 months later, I decided, I was like, what am I doing? You know, I'm just going to get the bottom. It doesn't matter how much it costs. I'm investing in myself. I'm investing in my happiness. I'm investing in my son's happiness. I'm investing in everyone around me's happiness. You know, my parents, everybody involved with me. So I just went in and did it. 7 months later, got the bottom stem too. I did put some money down and figured out the financing. And, you know, I picked up some side things on in marketing and stuff. There's tons of things on that, you know, you can just do little side jobs and stuff like that. But that pretty much pay for my teeth. And so I just keep doing that and just moving forward. When it's changed my life, it'll change everybody around me's life. And I wouldn't change it for the world. And it's like what you hear the commercials, you know, how much this is or how much this is. To me, it's priceless. My happiness, my son's happiness, all my people's happiness, family, people I've met, it's all priceless.
Right.
So I totally agree with you, Dennis.
So before we continue, I did want to mention to those listening that if you're ever curious about how these patients got started and their transformation, it was with our 60-second quiz. So if you want to find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours like these patients, you could take our free 60-second quiz by visiting nuviasmiles.com/podcast or by visiting the link in the description below. Now let's get back to it.
It's almost funny how you find a way to start moving things around once they tell you those two words, you're qualified, you know? Like once you hear that you're qualified, you're like, oh, okay, wait. Now let me see. I can do this. I can do that. I think I might can do this, but I can stop doing that. And this, and that'll cover it. It's uncanny.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Bishop, because I didn't qualify the first time. My credit score was too low. I think I was at like a 420 or 430 or something like that. And I think that they want you to have a little bit higher credit score to qualify for the financing. So it wasn't just about moving bills around and moving money around, you know, making better life choices and financial choices. It was about building my credit. So I wanted this so bad that, you know, I had dealt with my bad credit for years and years and years, but this had given me, you know, that fire under my feet that I needed to change my credit. So what I did was I started searching for, I had heard that secured credit cards will help your credit score very quickly and efficiently as long as you use them properly. So what I did was I filled an application for a secured Discover card. And it's easy because you only have to pay like $50, $100, $200, $250. You can choose how much you want to your credit limit to be, basically, because whatever your down payment is or your security payment is what your credit limit is. So I sent them $200, sent in the application. They approved me. And then I only used up to 30% of that, you know, that the maximum balance on that card and paid it off before the due date. And I did that for 3 months, and I bought some furniture for my home. and I financed it and paid that off before it was actually due. And in 3 months, my credit score jumped from a 450-ish to like a 630, 670, somewhere around there. So, and that was in like 3 or 4 months. Rob Eaton, the consultant at Nuvia, calls me back. He's like, Sean, why haven't you come back in here? Why didn't we get your teeth done? You know, I'm like, well, because I didn't qualify. He's like, well, he said, you said you were going to work on your credit. How's it going? And I looked as Robbie was on the phone. I said, Robbie, my credit score has gotten pretty high. He said, well, get on in here. Let's get you set up. And I sure did. And I was and I was set up for it. And I qualified for the loan. I had saved a little bit of money in this time that I had been working on my credit. So I had also put down a down payment, got approved for the financing, quit the smoking, quit buying coffee every day, and the rest is history. I'm so glad I used it. Nuvia was a catalyst not only for my smile, but to help me get in a financial situation that was a little bit better for me as well, too. So,
just bringing up the credit while we're speaking, when I found out I got qualified for this, I immediately went home and got on Keller Williams' website. Credit is something that I've always monitored, like saving money, managing money, and working on credit. That's something that's not necessarily foreign to me. Roth IRAs, I could tell you the ins and outs, all of that. But when I hit a financial standstill, it will say, a few years back. And so after doing all the research and getting tired of waking up in the middle of the night and going to work in pain, I mastered how to work through pain, trust me. A lot of the videos that I saw online while I was doing my research were of you guys. And so to come full circle and to be here with you guys is always an honor. But I watched my credit, and when they told me, okay, you qualify, I immediately started moving things around in my head and in my bank account to say, okay, this is what I can do. I can do this, I can do that. Perfect. When I got home from my smile consultation, along with trying to process how I was going to get this paid for and what I could move around, I promise you, I was on Keller Williams, Remax, you name it. Because I'm like, okay, well, if I can get this done, you know, I can get me a house in a little while. And I just started moving some things around, and things have just gotten completely better for me. My smileversary is coming up in a couple of weeks. It's officially been a year this month since I've had my smile makeover. So kudos for that.
That's awesome.
My anniversary with the post office is coming up this month. I'll take a required break in service of 5 days. So I've got a little 5-day break coming up. And at the end of that 5-day break, go back, I'll have a higher position and a higher pay rate. Listen, big things are coming. Do you hear me? I'm going back on Keller Williams as soon as we podcast.
Yeah, that's a testimony right there.
Indeed. Indeed.
As soon as we finish the podcast.
If you set your mind to it, it is completely possible. If you decide, once you hear you're qualified, if this is what you want, you're going to find a way to get it. Trust me.
I don't want it.
Like Dennis said, invest in yourself.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell my situation. I came in after 2 weeks before coming to Nuvia. I had gone to a new dentist who had told me, after looking at my teeth, I had about a year's worth of work to be done to get my teeth back. And to whatever that was, which I know now were crummy. The idea of another year at a dentist just did not appeal to me at all. I had started looking around a little bit online. After going to Nuvia and hearing the price, I went home, and I've been married a long, long time, and I'm not going to do anything about my wife's approval and agreement. I told her the cost, and she didn't hesitate 1 second. She said, if that's what you think is best, do it. And so here I am 2.5 years later with this great set of teeth. I just love this place. And so, like others have said, this is an investment in yourself. I was fortunate. I had good credit at that time. And so it wasn't an issue for me whether I could do it or not. It was just finding the right place, and Nubia answered that. So I'm pleased as punch to have these teeth in my mouth and to know you guys and to know what potential a person has if they just step forward and take a chance, because Nubia will not let you down.
My story with finances starts with the B word that I do not like, and that is budget. I did not like to talk about budget whenever it comes to money. It's like, you know, but that's one thing that I had to get comfortable with whenever I realized that this is what I needed in my life. So, of course, it is an investment. But one thing I realized was I needed to discipline myself and my spending. Because it wasn't that I didn't have the money. It was that I just needed to find where I was wasting money. And so kind of like Sean with, you know, the drinks, you know, mine was more meals. So I enjoy going out and, you know, enjoying family date nights, or even, you know, just date nights, me and my husband. And, you know, we are not anymore. We're like now going on our third year of empty nesting. And so, you know how that goes. Now the house is empty. The kids are gone. So we're trying to figure out life again. Right. And that comes with dating each other. And it's very important. That's one thing my mom always told me when I first got married. She's like, never stop dating your spouse. So, we just went now. We had no restrictions of where we could go. So we'd go out of town. We'd, you know, so all of those things factored in to the cost of what you're doing to have a good time. And so when I started thinking about, okay, what does this look like? You know, it was something I did take out a payment plan, and I saw how much the monthly payment would be. And I said, okay, you know, what can I do to make sure that I have this in the budget? And really, we just had to cut down on how many times we're going out in the month, and then maybe just scaling back the type of restaurant we were going to, right? It's really not about what you're eating. It's about just having a great time with each other. That's what, you know, spending quality time with each other is about in dating. And so for me, that's how I found money. I found money in the entertainment part of my budget. So I had to embrace the B word, y'all. But you know what? It was worth it. It was worth it for the smile.
I was very fortunate. I won a body of mind transformation contest through DDPY or DDP yoga, whatever you call it. And I lost a lot of weight, lost around 300 pounds. And I was one of the 12 champions. And the day, there was one day that they had, they were doing like a presentation for like the grand champion. And next thing I know, I'm getting called up there. I don't know what's going on. I have no clue what's happening. And so I sit down, and I got Diamond Dallas Page right across from me. And I got the other champion sitting out in the crowd watching. And he brings up this letter from Nubia saying that they want to gift someone a smile. And, you know, they had this box, and this really cool video of the homeless vet. And Dallas said, you know what? He goes, you deserve that smile. He goes, you know, and my mind was a complete blank. I did not know what to expect. But when it hit me, it actually didn't hit me until I actually got off stage, because my mind was just blank. And I was like, wow, you know, this is happening. And then when I got off stage, that's when it hit me. And oh, my goodness. it was a miracle because, you know, I was looking into some of these things, but I am not the most well-to-do person. You know, I was looking at like the flippers on Etsy and things like that, things that I could afford. And this came at the right time. It was, you know, it's, if the Positively Unstoppable championship wasn't something that boosted my confidence, getting gifted this smile was. It was such an amazing, surprise that, and the experience of it all, how well I was treated by Nuvia. That was, wow. They treated me very, very welcoming, very open, very, they treated me like I was one of their own. And now I get that I am. And going through that, you know, I never in a million years expected to have something like this again. Never. I was pretty content with what I had left and thinking maybe a little bit of money on Etsy would help. But, you know, it wouldn't help me eat nothing. It wouldn't, you know, I couldn't sleep with them. The only thing I could do with them was go in public and maybe smile once in a while. That was it. I couldn't do that. They were practically useless as far as practicality goes. So when I got this and, when I got this gift, it's something very special. It's something that that'll be mine forever. It'll be something that I will always cherish. The experiences I will cherish. Meeting people, being part of this group is something I'll cherish. It's been amazing. It's been amazing, and it's, you know, and I see how this would be a great investment for yourself, no matter what. I'm seeing it now. Yeah, you know, I'm living it. And if I had to do it all over again, I would have done whatever I could have to have gotten this. And it's priceless. It really is a priceless thing to have, to be able to smile and eat and be able to do things that I couldn't do before.
Don't forget to find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours by taking the 60-second quiz in the description below. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review and tell us what resonated with you the most in this episode.